Blog Talk Radio.
Forever, O Yahweh, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Shalom, 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 the word of Yahweh, hallelujah. Psalm 119, section Lamed, section Lamed, hallelujah. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh, henceforth forever and forever and ever and ever. I am Yeremiah ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every day on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, you know the rest of the story with the exception of some F days. And if and when we get to that, hallelujah, we deal with it appropriately. My beloved brothers and sisters, all praises be unto the Most High Yah. We are living in a time now where things are just totally disjointed, out of what? Out of sync. Total wickedness exists upon this planet, man. And we've got to face that reality. Unto the Most High Yah, do away with it. Hallelujah. Yes, I just learned today that another police shooting of an unarmed, quote, black man occurred in San Diego, in California. San Diego. Yes. Look at this. In California. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters. It seems to be an everyday thing. Will it ever come to an end? How long shall the triumphant of the wicked be? It won't be for long. It seems a long time to us because why? We are affected by time and by space. But the Most High Yah, time, space, nothing has any effect upon him. Because the Most High Yah is eternal. He's everlasting to everlasting. And that simply means that there's no end. There's no beginning. There's no end with the Most High Yah, my beloved brothers and sisters. So just brace yourself. Hallelujah. Just stand still and wait on the salvation of Yah. Because if you try to take these matters into your own hand, you know what's going to happen. Come on. Sure, I'm tired. I'm just as tired as anyone else. Yes, tired, 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 tired. Oh, man, are we tired. But the Most High Yah, hallelujah, has everything in control, and he is going to put an end to all of Yaakov's, Israel's suffering. That you can put your finger on it. Now, we're going back, hallelujah, over here in this new book, because we still have this JSUS, this false deity, this non-existent one, hallelujah, on trial. And like I say, every time we have the JSUS day, person on trial, is all he always loses, yes. And you know what? He's going to eventually get the death penalty because why? He's a pagan deity. Yah said he's going to destroy the names of all the pagan deities out of the mouth of his people. They say we won't even mention them. We won't even call them anymore. Oh, do I look forward to that day, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, because that's coming. You can count on that. That is coming. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. It's a blessing, a futuristic blessing from the Most High Yahweh. Yes. We have JSUS back on trial here because, again, here we go, boy. We got some mess of things going over here in this so-called New Testament. This whole book is a lie. I'm convinced. You know, there comes times when you would think you want to try to compromise, and hallelujah. That you will say, well, that makes sense. No, it doesn't. The way they have it worded, and it is very obvious. The PISOs did a job on the whole planet with this messed up book of their family members and of the way they do things. They would have you think hallelujah, that these books match up, that the so-called New Testament is the revealing of the old. That's what we've been told all this time by the religious leaders, by the preachers, and by the so-called modern-day apostles, as they call themselves, and all that foolishness. No, my beloved brothers, no, my beloved sisters, it is by the hand of the Most High Yah. Because when you look into, like we brought out on previous program, when you look into the true meaning of the word apostle, such persons did exist in our antiquity, but they existed in the form of what we know as prophets, because that's what a prophet is. See, an apostle is a special person, a person called for a special work with the Most High Yah. So the only one that would fit that bill in its true extent and in the true definition of what an apostle is the same as a prophet. An apostle would be a prophet. If you really measure it up, add it all up, put it together, everything that an apostle is supposed to be able to do, they are simply, what, using another word to describe a prophet. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers, my sisters. Not someone who goes around testifying of the truth and all the blessings of a JSUS, a non-existent deity. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5. Now, you need to look at this right here. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. There's some things that are really, really screwed up over here that we really need to take a look at, because there's a lot of things going on in this so-called Sermon on the Mount. Oh, boy, have we heard this. Oh, boy. And these things that they call the so-called Beatitudes. What the hell is that? Yeah, you be getting an attitude when you listen to some of the things JSUS say you should do. Let's go in here. We got them on the witness stand, and JSUS is not looking good for you at all. As a matter of fact, it's not good. It's not going to look good. There's no fix. There's no fix to this. There's nothing you can do because you're straight-out liar, peace souls. You all not fooling anybody with this pagan deity here that you all have beat the whole planet down with and cause people to believe in things that are just straight-up lies. These don't add up with our book. I disagree with you here. I don't care what you do. You can disagree all you want to. I'm standing on this. Hallelujah. Until the Creator tell me to move off of it. Now, if he come to me and tell me, or if he revealed to me in a dream or a vision that, hey, I do speak over there in that book, then that's when I'll take down my position and say, well, okay, y'all, he does. But you better know it. If y'all come to you with something like that, he's going to show you where he speaks in here, if he does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But so far, I haven't found anything that the Most High said over here. Because why? Most of your New Testament writers never say, thus said the quote-unquote Lord. In either capitals, hallelujah, capital L-O-R-D, or capital G-O-D. In which we know when it's capitalized like that, you just follow the general rule of what they got written and hidden in the back, written and hidden in the back of most of y'all Bibles, in the so-called dictionary sections, in the concordances, and sometime in the prefaces, where they tell you they took the name YHWH, the four Hebrew consonants, Yod, He, Wah, He, Yod, He, Wah, He. They took those out. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. And hallelujah, replaced it with L-O-R-D-N-G-O-D. Those are not y'all's titles. Hallelujah. That's paganism. L-O-R-D is another word for B-A-A-L, Baal, the sun deity, the pagan deity, big old pagan deity. G-O-D comes from a pagan deity, G-A-D, that was worshipped by what? The ancient Phoenicians, and all these other cultures, the Druids, you name it. Yes, that was really G-A-D, Gad, Gad. But look at what they say. Even the wicked say, oh, praise God, God. They don't say God. Look at that. My beloved brothers, my sisters, people of the nations, a big trick game has been pulled on the whole planet, and we are living in the dispensation of time where it's all breaking to pieces, busting to pieces, and that's part of what our mission is to do. Yes, to break it up, shake it up. Now, let's look over here now in Matthew chapter 5. Let's look at some more lies that the JSUS told, and you tell me if y'all Christians. Hallelujah. Even abide by any of this stuff. Now, let's go to another section. We're going to skip all around this because it's just full of BS anyway. Matthew chapter 5, verse 29. Now look at this right here now. I look at this clearly. I haven't seen one Christian do this here yet. And if thy right eye, hallelujah, offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. JSUS is telling you to pull your eye out. Because remember in the previous verse, he said that whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery in their heart. But no, adultery is the actual act according to our law now. That's not to say that it's not premeditated, but see, you can premeditate it till the cows come home. When you can see David, now we premeditated going to bed with Uriah's wife. Yeah. Uh-huh. He premeditated it because he set forth to have Uriah killed by putting him on the front line of the battle to make sure he died. So that he can what? He can lie with Bathsheba. Bathsheba, Uriah's wife. Look at that. And thou we knew the law, he's trying to get around it. He's trying to get around thou shalt not commit adultery, see, because he figured, hey, with the man dead and everything, you know. But that's still, he still caused the man to be killed. That's still like premeditated murder. That's what it is. And y'all punish him for that. See, y'all does not spare even his chosen one. You step out of line with him, he's going to deal with you. That's the way he operates. Yah is perfect in all of his ways, and he requires perfection from those that he chooses to be what? Perfect. We got to live up to it, brothers. Got to live up to it, sisters. He's going to make us that way one day. The Most High Yah requires perfection. Now, JSUS say, and if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Look at that. Your whole body, if all of you is going down in the hell, in that ground, in that pit of that hole, in that grave, all of you going to now, the part of you that don't go down there, either the morticians do away with it or destroy it and put it somewhere else, or the doctors, the medical doctors, when they do so-called post-mortem examination. Oh, yeah, my beloved brothers, my sisters, it is time for the trick game to stop. Now, JSUS telling you to go in the king, you know, to save yourself, and it's rather for you to be what? One-eyed. If one of your eyes offend. Now, what does he mean by offend? How does an eye offend you? Your eye can't offend you. Your eye does what it does. It sees, okay? Your eye sees things. So what offense in it is in seeing? Because, hey, you're just simply watching. If that's the case, a lot of us men have committed adultery with women because I see a lot of fine ones all the time that I look at. Yes, I do. Because the natural part of me, the part that drives my testosterone, hallelujah, the male hormone, causes me to look upon and to what? And to admire the ladies. Not necessarily lusting for them, but in some cases, I do desire some of them, okay? But I don't move and approach them like that, of course. If I'm going to say anything to a young lady, I'm going to say it respectfully. Yes. And so what if I say, ooh, baby, yes, that's still being respectful. Yes. Yes, 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 because, hey, that's the way we do it, brothers. Come on, let's be real about this. So, you mean to tell me looking at a fine sister, causes your eye to offend you? I've never seen a brother curse his eye out. Why are you looking at her? Stop looking at her. Man, you the one control it. The eye doesn't control itself. You control it. Yah gave you that much freedom over that particular body member. But JSUS say, if your eye offend you, pull it out. Now, I have not seen one Christian yet. And you know the shit y'all Christians get into. Excuse my language. You know what y'all get into. Okay? I haven't seen one Christian pull their eye yet. So then, JSUS say that if your eye offend you, to pluck it out. Pluck it out. The Most High Yah has not said any such a thing in any of all his law and all of the instructions that he gave our fathers. Not once did he tell us to mutilate ourselves. In fact, he speaks against the mutilation of our bodies. He speaks against us putting tattoos and all type of markings and stuff all over our skin. I know a lot of you already done it, okay? Oh, yeah, it can be removed, I guess. And I know some of you are not going to remove it. I'm not even telling you to. I'm just telling you what the words say. Okay? You do with it what you want to. Praise the Most High, y'all. But if your eye offends you, pull it out. It's best for you to go into the so-called kingdom, as he called it, one eye, than to go in there with two good eyes. My goodness, who? I have not seen one Christian pull that eye yet. I ain't seen none of y'all Christians do that. Despite all the things that y'all leader and y'all Lord and Savior, J-S-U-S as y'all call him, require for y'all to do and tell you to do. Yeah, on his so-called Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. Yeah, you be attitude, all right. You be getting an attitude. I know you got an attitude in this right here. He tells you, your eye send you to pull it out. Most High Yah does never has and never will do anything like that. That's not even in his character. Praise the Most High Yah. JSUS, you're on trial. You are being accused of being a murderer, a liar, a deceiver, just being totally wicked, or we have a number of charges drawn up against you. Yes, you claim to be equal with the Most High. You claim to be equal with Yah. Yah has told us in the word he has no equals. J-S-U-S says what? In one of those books that say that he, Colossians, yeah, Philippians, it says he found it not what? Evil to be equal with the Most High. Yah tells us in his word, he asked us a question. He asked us a question. To whom will you liken unto me, and who is my equal? To whom shall you compare unto me? Whom? J-S-U-S, Yah say he don't know nobody. We said that he does the well, they say. Okay, and I ain't in this. No. I ain't in the we stuff. Okay. They say, who is the day the Christians, the preachers, the teachers, the leaders, and all this mess right here, this mess, this Roman Catholic mess, okay, say that he's seated on the right hand of quote-unquote God. He may be seated on the right hand of God, but he's not seated on the right hand of Yahweh, because Yahweh is not God. It's not his title. Hallelujah. But see, there's no JSUS seated nowhere. If anything, it's still docked if it hadn't rotted by now from the wood it was made out of, the 700-ton slave ship. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My brothers and sisters, hoodwinked, deceived, lied to. But y'all like to have it that way. Y'all love this lie. You have not given it up in this day, and you don't want to give it up. Some of you all got straight out downright offended with me. Coming on here blasting us like that. Well, let me tell you something. You just have to be offended. You ain't seen nothing yet. You finna really get offended because we finna blow this whole book to pieces. Taking it to pieces now, piece by piece. Because I've launched a full-fledged attack on the so-called New Testament. Hallelujah. J-U-S-U-S go on to say in Matthew chapter 5, verse 30, and if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off. And cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Now, J-U-S-U-S say, not only to pluck your eye out if your eye offend you. How in the hell can an eye offend you? How can your hand offend you? What does it mean to offend? How can your eye and your hand offend you? And he said, cut it off. It's better for you to what? To go into the kingdom with a whole body than to go in there with two hands and one of the hands has offended you. That is not in the word of the Most High Yah. Y'all need to take a look at this character, at this creature, at this lie, and at this liar. And that this wicked, perverted, so-called thing, these people are sick in the head, man. It takes a sick mind to come in here and do something like this, then to sell this lie to everybody on the planet. Sell this big lie, first of all. We're not under that, under the so-called Old Testament no more. This is what has replaced it. We worship the Son of God now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're talking about the true and living creator, Yah makes it plainly, very clearly known to us in Exodus chapter 4, starting at verse 22, and Hosea chapter 11, starting at verse 1, who his son is, he called it. We can even take you back in what? First and Second Kings to show you. Well, he even called certain select ones like Dawid, David. He called David his son. He called Solomon, Shlomo his son. Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Yes, we're going to go through all of this. I'm just taking time right now to just call your attention to some stuff that we have not even paid attention to. Because why? They have been busy hoodwinking us while we had our noses and our mindset and our thoughts and our total praise and honor and glory over here in this book right here that's not even our book. Man, and this is serious damage, my blood brothers and sisters. Yes, and still doing some serious damage to our people because they still hung up on this. Hallelujah. Now, here's another thing that we got to look at here. Verse 31, it hath been said. Now, see, whenever somebody say it hath been said, you better look at that very, 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 very carefully. Very carefully. It has, because that means somebody getting ready to change something, getting ready to tell a lie. First of all, he said, think not that he'd come to change, to destroy the law of the prophets. He didn't come to destroy it, but to fulfill it. You can't fulfill the law. The law was made to be obeyed, to be done, okay, to be performed. How do you fulfill that? How do you carry that out? Hallelujah. That doesn't make sense when you really think about it. Now, some of y'all go, what you're saying don't make no sense. Yes, it does, too. Listen to it. Listen very carefully at the wording. Then he comes back in this same chapter and go down the list. After he said he didn't come to do it, this is what he's doing. Look at this. Anytime he said, has been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. Now, where did this come from? Hallelujah. Hold tight. We're going over here and get this one. Okay? First of all, we're going over here in Deuteronomy chapter 24. We're going to start at verse 1 and show you where he didn't even bring this. The peace officer didn't even bring this over consistently because it's all in the wording. You got to pay attention to the wording, my beloved brothers and sisters. That's the only way you are going to decode the wickedness of the wicked and the lies they put in here. Let's look at our law. We got time. Yeah, we have a few more minutes left. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 1, when a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hate her and write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, a former husband which sent her away may not take her again to be his wife. After that she is defiled, for that is abomination before Yahweh, and thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee for an inheritance. That's the law of divorce. Notice how long and extensive this is. This is conditional. You can't just up and just divorce a woman because you get tired of her. You have to find something wrong. You have to find some type of uncleanness in her. Look at this. See, she can be defiled by adultery. And, of course, adultery follows a different rule, different law. That's under the penalty of the law of death. Yes, the penalty for that type of transgression of the law, of the marriage law here, is death. Because when a woman is caught in adultery, you take her to the wall and you stone her. Now, if this man committed adultery with her, he's to be stoned too. Oh, yeah. See, y'all's laws are what? Fair. See, this didn't say no whosoever. See, look at how they twist it. It has been said that whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorce. It didn't say nothing about put away. See this right here? He had to find a cause, and it had to be a just cause. You can't just up and just divorce your wife like that. No. For Yah has put together, let no man put asunder. Yes, y'all takes the institution, the what, the whole thing of marriage, this thing he created called marriage, he takes that very seriously, as he does all of his law. This is nothing to be played with and toyed with. Now, look at the rest of what JSU say. But I say unto you, look at this. But I thought you say you didn't come to change or destroy. You're trying to change. We just read what the law said. See, you didn't give no reference to where it was even found. It just so happened that, hallelujah, praise Yah, Yah's given me the skill to go in this book and find where these original writings were, where it was originally said, and the way and in the context in which it was spoken. Hallelujah. Because it's totally different. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committed adultery. Ooh, that don't sound nothing like this law over here. See, he's trying to change to make accepted me for fornication. Fornication, what is that? No, if a married woman have sex with another man, whether he be married or not, that's adultery. That is not fornication. There's a difference. See, here's what has happened. This whole religious world has messed things up so bad, and they got y'all so confused. Fornication not even mentioned over here in Deuteronomy chapter 24, starting at verse 1. Look at this. Look at this. Man, as a matter of fact, adultery is not even mentioned here. Now, of course, adultery could be an uncleanness that a man finds in his wife, you know, an uncleanness in not obeying and you know, and carrying out certain laws. He has to find some type of uncleanness in her. See, it ain't said nothing about no, for the, except for the cause of fornication. Look at this, and calls her to commit a, how in the hell can you call somebody to commit something? They have to do it on their own. Hallelujah, my beloved brother and sister. You haven't even had the freedom and the time to even look into this mess, because that's what it is. This is a complete mess right here. Complete. It misses. It don't even get on point nowhere here. Compare the two. In your spare time, look at this very, very carefully and closely. And ask y'all to give you the wisdom, because you'll find yourself compromising. You'll find yourself saying, now, if y'all were wrong about that, see, I'm just a messenger delivering the message, my beloved brother and sister. You can have a personal dislike for me because I know some of you all do. Some of y'all pretend to be down with the brother, but I know y'all ain't with it. But am I mad at you? Hallelujah, I'm not mad with you. Because you and me and all of us are going to be judged by the truth of this word. And it's not, and you're not going to have no say-so in it, because this is the Most High Yah's decision. This is his work. For Yah shall bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil, my beloved brothers and my sisters and people of the nations. So let us line up with this word, my beloved brothers and sisters. This is totally twisted. Look at this again very carefully. Look at it. Look at this. Measure this up against Deuteronomy chapter 24, starting at verse 1. Matthew chapter 5, verse 31 and 32, and measure it up. And see, in this twisted, in this all messed up, this is not the word of Yah. This is not what Yah said. My beloved brothers and sisters, it is time for us to really, really be very, very serious and get out of this pagan deity worship that's been imposed upon us, imposed upon the entire planet for so long. It is time for us to seek the truth of Yah's word, my beloved brothers, my sisters, and people of the nations. So much is transpiring. So much has got to go down. So much is going down. Because why? We're in the dispensation of time, where time, as we know it, is wrapping up and winding up. And it has truly been a pleasure to have shared this with you and to have been here during this time. We have more. We still have JSUS on trial. Right now, court is in recess. Court is dismissed for this particular day. We have found JSUS messing up and in lies and telling lies and doing what JSUS is famous for doing, lying. Yeah, conniving, cheating, scamming. But I tell you what, you stay with us in the Knowledge Suite because we're going to keep this pagan deity on trial. We're going to bring him all the way down through the power and the words of Yah. In the meantime, you and yours be blessed, and we'll see you again next week if it be Yah's will in the Knowledge Suite. Shalom, shalom, shalom.